This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Friday, which means I'm joined by my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi.
So, real quick, we will have, everybody's asking me, I made an announcement during a show last week that Blackstone Labs was going to give the Superhuman Radio audience a special discount on Razor's Edge. I'm looking forward to trying this product.
What is it?
It's a pre-workout supplement that has no stimulants in it, but causes razor-focused ability because it has a product in it that converts to modafinil, which is Provigil, which people take, like pilots take it when they have to fly at night and they want to stay alert.
Is that a prescription?
No. See, the adrafinil, which is not, is an over-the-counter product, converts to modafinil in the brain.
Uh-huh.
And so it really is, converts to something that is by prescription only. And so Aaron Singerman and I are texting right now. He has never given away 30% off on Razor's Edge. It's coming in right now, actually. Here it is. The coupon code is SHR. If you go to Blackstone Labs between now and February 28th and order one bottle of Razor's Edge, you'll get it for 30% off to try it yourself. I'll announce this later in the show again. Blackstone Labs, Razor's Edge, 30% off, use the coupon code SHR. This is an unheard of discount on this product.
So it just basically helps you to focus without the jitters,
Exactly. No jitters, no racing heart, just super powerful focus and attention. That's it. Really cool stuff. I'm looking forward to trying it. So there you go. I'll announce it later in the show again.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have an answer?
I always have an answer. Whether it's the truth or a lie is determined by you.
So I wanted to know, how's your math?
I was actually pretty good in math.
Were you?
Yeah.
So Alex Leaf posted this. It was so funny on my Facebook page, so I have to talk about it.
Okay.
It says, Nina has 18 Snickers.
Okay, hold on. 18. Let me write this down. Good. 18.
She eats 4.
Okay.
She trades 8 for 10 Mars.
Okay, so that leaves her 10 and 10 Mars. Okay.
She sells 6 of them and buys 3 Big Macs.
Okay, so she has 4. So she has 4. They were Snickers, right, originally?
Uh-huh.
So she has 4 Snickers and 10 Mars now. Okay, and 3 Big Macs?
So she sells 6
right,
to buy 3 Big Macs.
Okay, so she's got 4, 10 Mars, and 3 Big Macs. Okay, go ahead.
Why is she wearing leggings?
Oh, is that the question?
Uh-huh.
It's not how many does she have?
Yes.
Okay, so hold on a second.
It's very cute.
I have the link to this. Hold on.
Yeah. It's.
Yes, why is she wearing leggings? And that baffles me. Why women who are that big even wear clothes that are that revealing? It's amazing to me.
It says, Where's My Sandwich? That's the name of the
website. Where's My Sandwich?
Where's That's My cute. Sandwich?
That is funny.
That is funny. Well, maybe she's, you know what? Give her a break. Maybe she's going to the gym to work out.
That could be true. You're right. You're absolutely right.
With those leggings on. But I guess she wouldn't be eating Big Macs and Mars bars if she was going to the gym.
Yeah. 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 So I would have failed that math question because I was actually working on 4 Snickers bars, 10 Mars, and 3 Big Macs. And I was like, okay, where's this going? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So what about that video that was on the Superhuman Network page?
So cool. Of Arnold Schwarzenegger is going back. Everybody's doing this now, right? Ever since Pope Francis?
Uh-huh.
Ever since everybody found that the Pope Francis was going out at night and like praying.
Dressed like a monk.
Yeah. And praying with people and like getting into
the homeless people.
Yeah. And so now everybody's going out into the public like, oh, we have to do that. Somebody else did that recently and we talked about, what's his name? The guy who does the rapper. Mick. Who's the real popular blonde-haired rapper from Canada?
Eminem.
No, he's not from Canada.
Oh.
Why can't I think of this guy's name? He does that song.
Oh, Macklemore.
Macklemore.
No,
thank
Macklemore.
You.
They were on a city bus in New York
City. But still,
City.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, I mean, he just had a hat and ball cap on, and then they put their music box up on the top of the shelf in the transit.
Right.
And they started jamming and rapping.
But I don't believe it. I don't believe that was spontaneous because the audio is too good. The audio is way too good. The audio is mixed properly. It doesn't have the acoustics of being in a bus. I believe that was set up to look that way. That's just my opinion. Okay? But Arnold is doing it now too. So Arnold's going into the gyms and training people, right?
He went to the Gold's Gym in Venice, California, and he put on a wig and a ball cap
and a
mustache, and he said his name was Kevin.
Right.
And he was going around the gym training people. And it was just the funniest video.
The funny thing is, so the girl goes over to the water fountain, right? And he says, drink water. 70% of your body is made of water. So she takes a few sips and she stands up. He goes, you're not done. We do everything in 10 reps here. You must give me, that was only 3 reps of water. Give me another rep. So she goes down and drinks it again. And he's counting the reps that she's doing. Stand up straight when you stand up straight. Now go down and give me another rep. And she drank the water 10 times, like.
And then at the end of the video, it shows him looking at the pictures of Arnold saying how good looking he is.
Yeah.
And then also, Arnold is in a commercial for the Super Bowl playing ping pong. I'm not sure what
table tennis. Yeah.
I'm not sure what the product is, but I think he's trying to, have his image changed.
Clean up his image. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems that way.
Yeah. And you know what? And he should. So he's done so many good things and he did something wrong.
Exactly.
That's all we remember him for, right?
Right.
And that's not fair about life in general.
No, you're right.
So Elisa said something this morning, and it really rang true for me. And I said, you know, that's a great saying. We were talking about something in particular, a person that we know, who is actually younger than Elisa, but has all these ailments. And she happened to say about something else that Elisa was talking about, well, maybe she's... doesn't want she, you want to tell the whole story?
Yeah,
tell the whole story.
I just got finished reading the book, the new Bridget Jones, you know, Bridget Jones's Diary. There's a new book that just came out by Helen Fielding. It's called Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy, and it's the third in the series. And Bridget Jones is 50 in this book, and so
you implied that maybe
Renee Zellweger
is not going to play the role of the of this. Bridget Jones, and she said, well, maybe she doesn't want to play the part of an old lady.
Right, and she's 50 years old. And
now, this girl is how old?
She's in her early 30s.
And she's always sick, and she's got all these problems. And
she's had like 4 colonoscopies already because of her issues, and she has some problems with digestion. I don't know exactly.
And she's always on diets, always on fad diets.
Yes.
And she's always trying to drop weight.
When
right?
She finally gave up Diet Coke at my urging to her.
Right. Right.
But anyway, so I said it's really not about the age. It's about aging. It's about how you age.
Right. And I thought about it. It's not about your age. It's about aging. And that really is the truth. The number doesn't matter if you are healthy and vital and robust. The number doesn't matter.
Well, just think about my niece and nephew came over this week, and my niece is so cute. She's 15. She's a cheerleader, and she's starting to get little muscles in her arms. You can start to see like some definition in her arms.
Separation in her shoulders and her upper arms.
Right. Well, when they came in, I had baked cookies like a good aunt.
Right.
And they didn't want the cookies. They wanted nutritious food. They said, I don't want cookies. I want something nutritious. They ate Quest protein bar. They ate vegetables that I had, some asparagus that I just baked. They ate the asparagus. And I was like, that's great. And she said, well, I learned from the best.
Meaning you. Right.
Right. But anyway, she did 5 push-ups for me. And, you know, she's 15. She's a small little girl.
And you dropped and did 25 push-ups. You banged them out and then you stopped because you didn't want to do any more. And your niece looked at you and went, oh my God, like you, she was so surprised that you were able to do 25 like big boy push-ups.
Yes.
Right? So this is what we're talking about. It's not about age. It's about aging and how well you're aging. And that really is what it comes down to. So there was an article in the local newspaper about this, right?
This was today's paper.
Right, right.
And the lady says, live to 100. It comes down to genes.
And I totally disagree with this whole article. This is yet again, you're a hostage to your genes statement, and it's BS. Go ahead.
She just basically says that environment trumps genes to a certain point. And then once you get to that point, then once you, for those who live exceptionally long lives to 100 and beyond, genes are much more important.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I'll tell you why I don't buy it. So she points out in this article that the people with really good genes, they can do anything they want and they live longer. And mm-hmm. that is just not true.
She said some of them say they eat cheeseburgers every day. And remember, there was one centenarian that said she ate bacon every day.
And see, but this is what the problem is. So what the mainstream thinks is bad for you, red
right.
meat,
mm-hmm.
bacon. When these centenarians eat that, they go, oh, look, they eat bad food and they still, no, you idiots. It's actually good food. If those people ate the way the majority of the Neolith eat today, which is a predominantly carbohydrate-based diet, they wouldn't live longer. They would not. And their genes would collapse. And you know what? This is the problem with this scenario is we can't put people in cages for 80 or 90 years and experiment on them, right? You could do it to animals. The reality is that we have no idea who has the potential to live longer when they die young because of their lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And we know lots of people whose my parents lived into their 80s and didn't do the right thing. They didn't. My father ate predominantly a carbohydrate-based diet. He died of polypharmacy. My mother, too, the same thing. So my parents could have lived to be 100 or older. My poor sister died at what, 69? Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, a 15, what, a 64?
My mother died at 60.
And Papa and Mimi lived long lives, didn't
well,
they?
Well, Papa lived till 93, and his mother lived till 93.
So this is nonsense that it's all genes. And I take exception. This is the same argument that, oh, I've got no choice but to get diabetes because it's genetics. It's my genetics.
This one quote that she says here, live healthy, live long, ho-hum, right? Maybe not. Yeah. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Well, because we say live stronger, live longer.
Yes.
You know, and that's always been my motto, and it's playing out to be true, actually, so that's really good. Yeah, I totally disagree with that. But you know what? You gotta have all these articles out there because some people need to be substantiated. Like, you know what? I'm gonna live the life I'm gonna live because I'm either gonna live long or I'm not. And that's just mm-hmm. complete BS.
Oh, I agree.
Complete BS. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of good stories. It's Casual Friday. And, I'm here in the studio with the lovely and talented. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, welcome back. So who was the company we talked about last Casual Friday that's coming out with a pseudo non-GMO cereal, but they can't guarantee that it's completely non-GMO?
It was General Mills, who makes Cheerios. They were coming out with their original brand was going to be non-GMO.
Right.
And I said this then, and I'll say this again. I don't understand if they're going to make that non-GMO, why they just can't make everything non-GMO.
But here's why. Because they're really not going to be non-GMO. And they even said that in their disclaimer, that they can't guarantee that all of the grains used in the cereal are really non-GMO. That's why.
Well, so now post, I guess in the wake of what Cheerios, they said that they're going to make their grape nuts, their original grape nuts, non-GMO. And they're going to have them third-party verification that they're not genetically modified.
Now, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, I'm not a big proponent of cereal in general, but if people want to eat cereal, then that would be a good
thing.
Well,
no, because – so I went to their website and looked at the nutritional information of grape nuts. And they claim, one of their claims about grape nuts is that it has 8 grams of protein per serving.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know where that protein comes from?
Not whey protein I'm taking.
Soy protein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what? For people who eat cereal, I mean, you know, I guess they're going to have to find ways to eat the kind of cereal that they want. I mean, cereal has grain in it, and I'm not a proponent of grain in general.
I have to admit, when I was younger, when I was a kid, a teenager, I loved grape nuts.
When I was a kid, I loved Captain Crunch. I could fill up a pasta bowl. You know the bowl that your mom used to...
Like a Jethro bowl?
Yeah. I could fill up a pasta bowl with like a quart of milk, and I'd wait for it to get soggy, and I could eat an entire box of Captain Crunch.
Well, good for them for coming out with a non-GMO and verifying that it's not genetically modified.
Yeah, because the other company with the Cheerios, they're saying outwardly, look, we can't guarantee it's completely non-GMO, but we're going to do our best. And we know what that means when companies say that. So that's nonsense. So let's talk about something else. We have a good friend at the gym who actually was retired FBI and also a Marine. And he was telling us that there's a new commandant for the Marine Corps up being selected right now, and it's a woman, and I can't think of her name right now off the top of my head, but she's like a real tough gal. And this comes at the wake of an announcement that they're delaying the female fitness plan for female Marines because these girls can't do pull-ups or push-ups.
They couldn't do 3 pull-ups. It says more than half of the female Marines in boot camps can't do 3 pull-ups, which is the maximum standard that was supposed to take effect at the beginning of this year. So they had to postpone that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and the truth of the matter is we did a show probably 4 years ago where I had a recruiter from the Army come on the show and talk about how difficult it is to even find healthy guys to enlist right now. That a large percentage of people they have to send away because they're just not physically fit.
There were the 3 was what the minimum was, and 8 is the maximum.
Yeah, so they have to do between 3 and 8,
uh-huh.
And they couldn't do 3. But they couldn't do push-ups either, I thought.
Well, in the past, they had to either do pull-ups or a flexed arm hang for a minimum of 15 seconds.
So they had to just, it's a static, basically, and keep your biceps flexed and keep your arm at a 45-degree angle while you're hanging. And they couldn't do that either.
Someone who is the president of the Conservative Center for Military Readiness said the decision to suspend the scheduled pull-up requirement is a clear indication that plans to move women into direct ground combat fighting teams will not work.
Yeah. I'm all for, I know women want equal rights, and I'm all for equal rights, but you can't ignore there's certain tasks that women really are not capable of doing without some special training. I don't think the average woman off the street who's not participating in heavy weightlifting is going to be able to stand up to the rigors of combat. I mean, I know that there's a lot of women out there. I mean, I would defer to someone like Erin Mackin to weigh in on this, right? Because
mm-hmm.
she's in the military.
Yes, she is.
And she's super fit. She's strong. She trains hard and heavy. And I've got to believe that she sees gals coming into the military who don't belong there. And you're not allowed to talk about it. You know what I mean? You can't talk about it because it's politically incorrect to say that a woman can't do a particular job, if a man can do it, because then it's immediately like you're being sexist. But there's a lot of weak guys out there that can't get into the military. And no one's going, you gotta alter, the entry level test for these weak guys. No, if they can't do this job, then they're not going to be able to defend themselves in battle.
And you have to realize too, like firefighters, they have to pass physical fitness. I mean, they have to be able to carry that hose, the line.
Right. And they have to carry a bag that's 100 pounds
weight of a
body. Yeah. Up a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, then you shouldn't be sad that you don't get the job because they're saving your life by keeping you out of the line of fire if you can't do these physical tasks.
It says here that military testing for physical skill and stamina has changed.
I want my sandwich.
Has changed over the decades. For example, in 1908, when President Roosevelt ordered that staff officers must ride horseback 90 miles, line officers walk 50 miles over a 3-day period, and tests started in 1956 included chin-ups, push-ups, broad jump, 50-yard duck waddle, and running.
Wow.
How things have changed.
Yeah. Well, and the reason they're changing is not because it's easier to fight today. Because if anything, it's harder because bulletproof clothing, the flak jackets, the helmets, technology has caused a greater degree of materials that this soldier has to carry. I have to believe that soldiers today, their normal gear and clothing is heavier than the gear and clothing of the military personnel in the 50s or 40s,
mm-hmm.
right?
I agree.
So if anything, they have to have greater degree of strength and stamina. I had to say that slow because now that you said it, I almost was going to say it.
Say that 10 times.
Yeah, they have to have a greater degree of strength and stamina today to be soldiers today. And what are we doing? Are we raising the bar for entry to make sure that they're healthy? No, we're going to lower the bar because we don't want to upset anybody. So we don't want some bleeding heart organization going, well, you know, you're not being fair to women to expect them to do, you know, 3 pull-ups because they can't. Well, if they can't do 3 pull-ups, then they can't go into battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest here. But nobody ever wants to be honest about these kind of things. We never want to discriminate. Sometimes you have to discriminate. There's no choice.
Well,
right?
If someone's safety is at concern.
Exactly. Especially that person's safety.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to discriminate. But this is a world where, no, you're not allowed to discriminate. You can't. Sometimes you have to discriminate. You have no choice. If you got a person who doesn't have legs and they want to, you know, get a job that requires them using their legs, you may have to discriminate unless they have some prosthetic devices where they can prove that they can perform at the same level as somebody with legs. I mean, I'm sure I'm saying things that are pissing people off right now, but sometimes you have to discriminate. That's all.
Okay, let's switch gears here. I have an article that someone posted. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say his name, so I'm not going to, but okay. Thank you. But anyway, he wanted us to talk about this, and it's kind of interesting. It says, 7 ways a wife injures a husband without even knowing it. And I guess this has something to do with mental health.
Right.
You know?
Right. Psychological wounds of sorts.
Yes. So, according to this person, here are the 7 ways a wife injures her husband without even knowing it. To put him down in front of other people.
Yeah, that's a terrible
one. That's terrible.
And I see people who do that to their spouses. And it's usually women who do it to men. It really is. I see it. We have friends that we've been in their company where their spouses said harsh things about them.
Did you say men usually do it to women?
No, women usually do it to men.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
Well, I guess it's a two-way street. What am I saying? You
know? Men do that to women as well.
Yeah, they do. They do. I know somebody who does, yeah.
This works both ways,
yeah.
Not just with men, women to men.
Yes.
Go behind him when he tries to do something at the house.
What do you mean go behind him?
Well, like if, for example, if you were to make the bed and it wasn't made to the way to the degree that I like it.
That's the key point to keep that thought. Go ahead.
Then I would go behind you and fix it so that it's to my liking.
Okay, but I have no problem with that if in that example, and I don't want to sound like a chauvinist, women usually have an idea how they want their homes to look. Guys will live in a shoebox, right?
Right.
Okay, so I remember early on when we were living together, I was putting the comforter on upside down because it has like piping that goes around it.
Well, first of all, I tried not to be harsh about it because I appreciated you helping.
Right.
But I did want you to know that the comforter went the other
direction.
Offended.
I wasn't offended by that. I felt like, okay, I mean, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it right. So I don't think that's a big deal, but it depends on how the woman handles it. If she says to the husband, you know, you can't do anything right. And, you know, the other option is, hey, I don't know if you noticed it. Like you said, I don't know if you noticed it, but the piping doesn't go all the way around. This is the top. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think that depends on how the woman delivers the message.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Constantly badger him. If he doesn't do what you want him to do, remind him again and again and again.
And men do that too. Men do that. I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday who the exact words were, you know, I ask these people not to upset him because then he takes it out on me when we get home. And so I guess guys do that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, badger. Badgering is a two-way street. But,
right.
Okay, go ahead.
Use the "you always" phrase excessively. Like, you always make that bed wrong.
Yeah.
Well, and that's attacking, you know,
yeah.
That it's there again, it's the delivery.
Right.
You know, you don't have to attack like that.
Right.
Right. Hold him responsible for your emotional well-being.
That's a big one. And I think that's a two-way street too. I think that a lot of marriages, after they reach that 20, 30 year point, there's levels of discontentment on both sides and they hold each other responsible for their levels of discontentment.
But that's a personal thing because it's up to you to be...
To make yourself happy.
To make yourself happy, exactly.
Right.
If you don't like what's going on in your world, then fix it and or talk to your partner so you guys can do something together.
And that's a big one. You know, asking your partner...
Communication.
Yes, asking your partner, what is it that you don't like about me doing these things, or what is it that I could do better? If you're really open to making your partner happy, that should be a welcome discussion. And that's a two-way discussion too, because it gives you entree to say, well, here are the things that I wish you would do differently. And the only thing that can come from that is a better relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that you're not, you're not like going to say, well, what is it that I do that you don't like? And then the person tells you and you go, well, and you defend yourself. The idea is you don't defend yourself. You go, okay, I'll change that.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Complain about what you don't have or get to do.
Yeah. I don't know if women do that more than, but I'll tell you why that hurts is men feel, because men wear the yoke of being the breadwinners.
It says he has a desire to fix things. He wants to be the provider.
Yes, that's it. Men want to be the providers, and if all you talk about is what you don't have and never focus on what you do have, then he always feels like he's coming up short as a provider. And I could see that driving a guy crazy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that definitely. Because women don't feel that way about being provisional. You know what I mean?
Don't appreciate his efforts.
And that just takes noticing it. Thanking a guy. Saying, you know, thanks a lot for putting the dishes away. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for making the bed.
Yeah.
Thanks for whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for flushing the toilet. I'm teasing.
No,
that's
a
joke.
I do.
No, but you know, that it's all about, you know, treating that person the way you want to be treated. You know
what's funny? We treat our friends better than we treat our spouses.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't think of saying those things or treating our friends that way because we know that they would say to us, the heck with you. I'm not going to be your friend anymore. But we will treat our spouses and our partners that way, which is really interesting when you think about it.
Uh-huh.
I think, is that the last of the list?
Yes, it was.
I think the one that they missed there that really is one that wounds men is rejecting a man's amorous attention. I think that really hurts men a lot. I think when men come on to a woman and she just brushes them off, I think that really that stings a lot to a lot of men, because eventually then they just stop trying to be amorous and then they keep that inside and it boils over and it becomes other issues. They start picking on other things. And I think the other one is probably I remember when I was married, if I had a list of things to go get at Kroger's, I would go and get that list of things, right? And if it didn't have a brand, then I would pick like what I thought was the best deal at the time. And then if I brought that back, I would hear, well, I don't buy that brand. And my beef was, well, if you didn't write a brand down and you didn't want a specific brand, then don't complain about what I buy. But that's another time where guys feel like, when you said before, like, you know, you never do anything right. Like, if you send your man shopping and it's nice that he's helping out and he brings something back that you wouldn't normally buy, why don't you try it and just shut up? And if it doesn't work out good, then the two of you can say, you know, that really wasn't good. And then you can say, well, that's why I buy such and such brand. That might be a better way to handle it than, oh, I got to go back out. You didn't buy the right cheese. Well, you didn't say what brand. I bought this one. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what it is that you buy. So that's another one that I've experienced in my past life that used to really upset me. Okay. So there you go. Anything else?
There's our couples therapy for the day.
Yeah, there you go. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got lots more to talk about. Stay tuned.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to
Orbit Nutrition. Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum. Painstakingly naturally processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ow, ow. Welcome back.
Okay, we'll talk about a serious story for a while.
Yeah, a couple serious stories.
On January 3rd, the USDA welcomed in the new year by presenting Dow AgroSciences with a bountiful gift. Do you know what that gift was?
Yeah, a gift to kill more American people by exposure to a known poisonous agent, because Roundup doesn't work any longer controlling herbicide. It's not a good herbicide because the weeds have gotten stronger. And we talked about this a long time ago, that they were fighting to do this. And over the holiday, as the government is used to doing, while we're celebrating and tearing open gifts, they sneak stuff through legislature.
A virtual green light for the pesticide company's new genetically engineered GE corn and soybean seeds. I'm sorry.
That will be resistant not to Roundup now, but to 2,4-D, one of the two components that make up Agent Orange.
The Dow has been waiting for 2 years to get the go-ahead from the USDA to start making its 2,4-D resistant corn and soy.
This is sad, and so the advocates of this say, well, the 2,4-D was not the dangerous part of the Agent Orange. That's what they're saying. And remember that I sent you an article today that is actually embargoed, so we can't discuss the entire article. But they are now saying that individuals who are presenting with advanced Alzheimer's disease are testing with very, very high levels of DDE, which is the metabolite of DDT, which was banned in the 70s, but has an amazing half-life in the soil and is still out there. So people are still being exposed to DDT, even though they decided that it was dangerous in the 70s. So here we are, 80, 90, 30-something years later, and DDT is still showing up, or the metabolite for DDT is still showing up in the urine of elderly people that have advanced Alzheimer's disease. And now they're saying that this may play a role in the development of Alzheimer's disease. So the reason I'm saying this is because here we go again. Well, 2,4-D is not dangerous. It was the other thing that was in Agent Orange that's dangerous. And so we're going to be spraying it on all the crops, and you're going to be eating it very shortly.
Okay, so this is an article by contributor John Entine, E-N-T-I-N-E, on Forbes. And in his blog or article, he says, what is 2,4-D? According to scientists, it's an effective herbicide and plant growth regulator widely and safely used for decades in household weed killers. And then he says that's factually untrue. As agricultural scientist Steve Savage has written, Agent Orange is a defoliant used in the Vietnam War, was right. made with two herbicides, 2,4-D and 2,4,5-T.
Right.
The 2,4,5-T was contaminated with a dioxin, something that was later recognized as a significant human safety issue. So they're saying it's the 2,4,5-T and not the 2,4-D.
Right. But here's my problem, right? We already are seeing that Roundup, which has been used but is ineffective now, is having transgenerational epigenetic effects, is being linked to certain types of breast cancers, it's being linked to changes in germlines in female ovaries, and it's also being linked to other disorders and diseases. They're not abandoning Roundup because they're worried about what it's done to the population. They're abandoning it because it doesn't work anymore, because it's made the weed so strong. So they're going to go to something stronger, which is 2,4-D. So I'll give them the argument. Well, it wasn't the 2,4-D that caused all of the cancers and lymphomas associated with Agent Orange. It's still not safe, folks. It's still not safe for you to put in your mouth and to eat. Just the way we found out that DDT, after they approved it. Don't forget, these are the same organizations that approved the use of DDT on food. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. 30 years later, we're still paying for that stupid decision. Now, we're just starting to learn that the stupid decision to allow Roundup to be sprayed on consumer foods is coming back to haunt us. And now they're going to use something stronger. My point is this. The USDA and the FDA don't know squat about what's going to hurt us. It's not till 30 or 40 years later when people are dying from cancers and babies are born with, you know, two heads that they go, oh, you know what? Maybe we should pull this now. The FDA and the USDA know zero about what is safe for you and I. All they know about is how to pass these things so that their clients, which is big agricultural companies and big pharmaceutical companies, can sell it to us. So just because they're saying it's safe doesn't mean anything, because everything that they've said that it was safe is coming back to haunt us.
Yes. Well, so on the veterans, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs website.
Right.
The diseases associated with Agent Orange, there's just too many to list here. Parkinson's disease, prostate cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Hodgkin's disease, diabetes, type 2. There's a whole list of things that are associated with type 2 diabetes.
Ischemic heart disease. And so their contention is, well, it was the dioxin portion of it, but we don't know that.
They say that?
We don't know that. We don't know anything. Folks, we don't know. What we do know is this. If you consume chemicals, they are going to do something bad to your body, because your body was never designed to consume. I mean, I don't want to change subjects here, but I, with your permission, I want to invoke the caramel coloring discussion just
That's
for
fine.
A second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Adel Moussa, who I love dearly, and I consider him the younger brother that I've never had, okay, will tell you that you'd have to drink so much of this stuff for it to have a negative effect on you that it's not even worth worrying about. But I have a different opinion. My opinion is all of these little things that have no effect on you accumulate in your body. And so if you have one thing that is harmful at very, very high doses, and that's all you're exposed to, yeah, it probably won't. But we have a myriad, a plethora of harmful agents in our food, in our environment, and it's weighing heavily on us.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. What Carl is talking about is just recently the FDA has said that the caramel coloring in sodas might be harmful.
The caramel coloring that they defended and allowed in soda, now they're going back and going, well, maybe we were wrong.
And it's the four, particularly the four MEI that's in the caramel coloring. And you get that in root beer. You get that in Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
Didn't you say they even added to beer?
It's in dark beer as
dark
well.
Dark beers,
it's
yeah.
In dark, yeah, so if you guys are drinking dark beer, you better be careful because it's got this 4-MEI in it.
Yeah.
So they're saying that, well, the Consumer Reports just recently published a test showing that there's concerning levels of 4-MEI in Pepsi and Coca-Cola. So the FDA says they're going to take a look at it again.
Right.
But they're still saying that the federal limit should be set at different limits than what it's set at right now. And in California, they have different limits than other places.
Right, right.
Because of the Prop 65. I think that was 2 years ago.
Right. The bottom line is this, and my point is this. Yes, maybe MEI has to be consumed at a gallon a day in order to cause a problem. We are consuming 1,000 different things a day,
but
rubbing
why,
it on our skin. We don't need any of this stuff.
Why would you want to take anything, consume
That's
anything that has a question about
That's
it?
That's my point. That is my point. That's exactly my point. My point is we should be working harder to eliminate all of these fake agents from our body, not justifying why one may not be harmful because we're getting such low doses of it. And the FDA and the USDA know zero. This is proof. 10, 20, 30 years later, they come back and go, oh, we were wrong. They say, oh, we were wrong all the time. So if you want to be a fool and go, well, the FDA says it's safe, then be that person. I'm not that person. I don't believe any of these things are safe. Well, anyway, we've gone long again.
Wait
a minute. I don't want to cut us off if we have more to talk
about.
Well,
we can catch it. We can pick it up when we come back.
Can we? All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I have to calm down anyway. We'll be right back.
Does he poke holes in corporate lies? He tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more? restore muscle glycogen during workouts, take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Too bad you couldn't be in the studio for the dialogue that's going on during the commercial break.
Carl was ranting still, and I was as well.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. And so here's why. So Elisa said during the break, you know, everybody talks about, well, this little bit of this and this little bit of that aren't going to really do any
like
damage.
Like Adele says, a little bit of aspartame is okay.
Right.
And a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Well, what if it builds up in your body? And not just a little bit of aspartame, but a little bit of 2,4-D and a little bit of BPA
and
a little bit of this.
And this is my point. So when they do these
and a little bit of triclosan.
Right. When they do these studies, right, on rats, they just give the rat one thing, right? So they test to see how much, well, we give the rat aspartame or we give the rat caramel coloring. And let's see. So the rat's liver is just working on this one assault. We don't live life like that. We're being assaulted on 1,000 different levels between what we rub on our body, what we absorb from the climate, what we eat in our food, what we drink in our water and in our drinks. So our liver, these things aren't coming to us in isolation. They're coming to us all at once. Okay. And a great case in point, right? So we've been talking about triclosan or triclosan, however you want to pronounce
it. In the antimicrobial.
For over a year now.
Oh, a long time.
Okay. And so now, just now,
the FDA has just said on this person said it was on Monday. I'm trying to find a date. The FDA wants soap manufacturers to prove antimicrobial chemicals are safe or else take them out of household products. So this person said, this was dated December 18th, 2013.
Okay.
So this person says on Monday, the FDA issued a proposed ruling. So now she's going to throw out all of her antimicrobial soaps.
Right.
Why didn't she throw them out a long time ago? Why does she have to wait for the FDA to say something?
Well, but even as important as that.
Because
the FDA already approved this stuff. The time for soap manufacturers to prove that the stuff was safe was before the FDA allowed them to experiment on the American population. The FDA is useless.
Remember we've talked about how it's the triclosan is feminizing fish in our waterways from the runoff.
And it causes heart damage. We talked about that, how it damages the heart.
And it's in toothpaste. It's in
cereal.
It's in the Fruit Loops. It's in deodorants, Old Spice deodorant. It's everywhere.
Right. And so isn't the time to prove its safety before it was released on the American public? Is anybody else angry at the FDA besides me? I mean, I'm serious about this. What do they do? What do they do?
And it's got to be critical thinking, people. I sound like you, Carl.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. You have to use your critical thinking. Okay. So now here's another story. The FDA is now saying that acetaminophen in doses over 325 milligrams might lead to liver damage.
Now, this is Tylenol, right? They just figured this out. People, 100 people a month go to the
hospital. It's sold over the counter.
100 people a month go to the hospital because of acetaminophen poisoning, and many of them lose the function of their liver, okay? 100 people a month. Let's think about this for a second. So now, just now, the FDA has figured out that maybe acetaminophen is dangerous. And they're saying over 325 milligrams. No one takes 300. People take two or three of these when they're hungover, when they don't feel well. Hell, they give you 500 milligram caplets in the hospital when they treat you with acetaminophen in a hospital. So just now the FDA is waking up and going, hey, maybe this stuff is dangerous. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. The FDA needs to be, an enema needs to be stuck in the main door and all of the crap blown out of that building.
Okay, so this article from CNN says that the warning does not apply to the over-the-counter drugs such as Tylenol, which does contain acetaminophen. The FDA is going to address the OTC products in another regulatory action.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And if you, and you know what? I think the last time I took acetaminophen Tylenol was when I was in my 20s. And you know what the worst part of this is? So many elderly people take Tylenol PM to sleep. In fact, on a TV show that we did when we were doing, Superhuman Television, Tony Vannetti said that he takes, Tylenol PM to sleep. He thinks that between the, pain relief that he gets from it and the antihistamine that they use to help him sleep, he was sleeping better. I said, don't take it. People take Tylenol PM who don't even need the acetaminophen because they want to sleep better.
It says here that acetaminophen overdose is one of the most common poisonings worldwide,
yeah,
according to the National Institute of Health.
Right.
Taking too much of this can lead to liver failure or death. The FDA has set the recommended maximum amount for adults at 4,000 milligrams per day.
Oh.
4,000.
The FDA, you know what? They don't know anything, folks. They don't give a damn what hurt.
But they want to regulate our vitamins.
Yeah, they want to straighten out the vitamin industry on top. They can't straighten out what they have their hands on now. They release things and then they go, oops, we were wrong after people die. I mean, we're all worried about Syria and what they're doing to their people over there. What's the FDA doing to the people here in the United States?
Also, just for an FYI here, APAP is a is used in place of acetaminophen sometimes. So APAP might be on the label and it's acetaminophen.
So they call it APAP instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know you're taking acetaminophen then. Oh, right. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I don't know why anybody even, this comes back to something I said a long time ago. Evolutionary selection pressure is now where you get your information from. If you trust the FDA to be, watching out for your best interest, then you are a fool. You are a fool. If you don't make these decisions on your own on what you put in your body and what you expose yourself and your children to, then you're really navigating a very dangerous course.
I just want to, you know, we were talking about Agent Orange a little while ago.
Yeah.
There is a Facebook page that's dedicated to the Agent Orange Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Right.
There are still people dying today. Well, someone on here, they posted from November the 1st, 2013, someone died due to complications and illnesses that he that were because of when he was in Vietnam.
Right.
From the Agent Orange.
We see that a lot. We see that a lot. In fact, I was trying to find this, but we had a group on the show a while ago, and I just remember their names. It was Daughters of I want to say Agent Orange, I thought it was. And I can't find them anywhere anymore. I don't know if they've removed their postings or what, but I want to have them back on the show in light of this this 2,4-D going to be sprayed on our crops that people are going to be eating here very shortly, because I'm sure they have an opinion about it. So, Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more, and we have listener comments and questions thanks to the new app. By the way, do you have the new iPhone or Android app? We're getting a lot of positive reviews on it. Go to the Apple iTunes store, look for Superhuman Radio Network, and download it. It allows you to manage the podcasts as well as the live stream and lots of other fun things. Or go to Google Play if you have an Android. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how can it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. It's Casual Friday, and this is a rant-free zone. No, it's not. All right. So what do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
Well, let's see. Did you want to talk about the newsletter?
Yes. So Alex Leaf, many of you may know him from Facebook, is now the editor of the Superhuman National News. It's a newsletter that will go out once a week and will be chock full of really, really great information that you won't find elsewhere, or it'll be angles on things that you may find in the mainstream, and we have a different look at it. Some of the stories that you'll hear about or read about next week, if you should go to SupremeRadio.com and sign up for the newsletter. Blue eyes and dark skin. That's how European hunter-gatherers looked 7,000 years ago. Let's see here. You can lower fatigue and inflammation in breast cancer survivors by performing yoga. And a story that we just mentioned, pesticide exposure linked to Alzheimer's disease. That's a really, really good one that you'll want to read. And one that I am really excited about, a bacterial toxin, which is a potential trigger for multiple sclerosis. This is a really, really good story that talks about, I don't know if you're familiar with Clostridium, but it's a very, very common spore that is found in just about all of the foodborne illnesses in the United States. Well, they've discovered a specific form of it that causes a specific type of toxin that leads to multiple sclerosis. So if you know anybody out there who has recently developed multiple sclerosis or is afraid about developing it, you're going to want to read this particular story here. And there's going to be lots of other great stories in the newsletter. So go to superhumanradio.com, click at the very top, the newsletter link, sign up for the newsletter. Every week, lots of fantastic stories will be coming your way. Thanks to Alex Leaf for joining the Superhuman clan here.
I just want to talk about this really quick. PepsiCo has a new bottled water coming out, and it's called Qua, Q-U-A, like aqua.
Yeah, right.
Qua.
Yeah.
And basically, it's just tap water that's been purified, and it's supposed to be in a svelte bottle. So I just wouldn't buy anything from Pepsi.
No, it's tap water. Purified tap water is garbage.
Well, and not only that, but Pepsi tends to lie about what's in their products. Like they were lie about the amount of 4-MEI in their Pepsi products.
Right.
They don't tell the truth. So no. Why would you buy from them?
No. And purified tap water you can do yourself. If you want to purify your own tap water, you can do that yourself. It's not good because it's very difficult unless you're using reverse osmosis, and then ozonation and then even some ultraviolet light to kill any potential pathogens. You can't get tap water clean. And then there's things in tap water that don't come out necessarily, like fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think that this is stupid, purified tap water.
PepsiCo's chief financial officer, his name is Hugh Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Monsanto's CEO's name is Hugh.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Everybody's name is Hugh.
Yeah. In order to become a senior executive at one of these big companies, your name should change your name to Hugh, and you will be on the fast track to success.
Yeah. So don't buy this new Qua. It said that they made an appearance at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, well, you know what? They can make appearances wherever they want. I mean, it's just tap water, folks. Don't be sucking into this. Don't be sucking into this.
It's fool's gold.
I like that. We've got some comments. You know, thanks to this new app, we have this new messaging. Go ahead.
I have one more story
I want to talk about really quick.
Carmela sent this to me. Thanks, Carmela. She lives in Canada, and evidently there are juice boxes there called Oasis. And in Montreal, it says to stay away from them because you'll find a moldy surprise inside. And a lot of times when you have juice boxes, you don't open it up. You just stick the straw in there and drink it. But they're showing pictures of what was inside these boxes, and it was just mold. It was just disgusting looking.
Yeah. And obviously, those juice boxes are never refrigerated until you get them home, right? They sit on the counters. You know, they put them on the store shelves, not in the refrigerated area.
Right.
So they get hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. And so obviously things can grow in there.
Yeah. Or open up the box to make sure. I don't drink the juice, but if you give it to your kids, make sure you open it up.
Yeah. Okay. Couple messages. Let's see here. This one comes from Barry. He said, hey, Carl, I can't find the Razor's Edge coupon on the site. What's the code for 30% off? And somebody else messaged me and said, they tried the code SHR on, let's see here. I'll tell you who it is. They tried the code for SHR on Blackstone Labs, but it only gave him 10% off. So if you use SHR now, as of right now this minute, Aaron Singerman assured me, the Superhuman Nation will save 30% off a bottle of Razor's Edge. Go to Blackstone Labs today to learn more. This comes from Robert. He says, I like the interview with the mother trying to keep her children safe. That was Kelly Siegel. I'm also in the same situation with a three-month-old at home and two older sisters, 7 and 8. We have decided not to vaccinate. It is scary not vaccinating, especially since the older girls are in public school. I've done much research on vaccinations, thanks to SHR, and have decided that vaccines are a controllable risk, and I have decided not to get them. Thank you for all that you do. That was from Robert, and thank you for the kind words, Robert.
Okay, can I?
Yes, please, jump in there.
Okay, here's one from Christian Lombardo. He says, your shows are purely awesome, extremely educational, fun, and humorous. Keep up the awesome and amazing work. And then I posted on there to tell him that we were going to give him a shout out today. And he said, just so you know, I was a tier 3 personal trainer at Equinox for 9 years and I loved it. Now I'm a software engineer. That's what he went to college for. And he loves that too. And he still trains like a superhuman.
That's awesome. That is. And thank you for listening to the show. Thanks to everybody for listening to the show. I got to be honest with you. The audience is continuing to grow from word of mouth. We really don't do the traditional type of marketing that most shows do. So we really appreciate those who listen and tell other people to listen. This one comes from Tom Dietrich. He says, hey, Carl, I just listened to this morning to yesterday's Blueprint Power Hour. As always, great show. And yes, I have purchased Rob's program. Spoke to him a few times on the phone for consultation. He's a great guy with great programs. Spent the week of January 6th in Aruba for our 25th anniversary, sitting on the beach and listening to Superhuman Radio.
Wow.
I know, that's really cool.
Who was that?
That's Tom Dietrich. He says, even made it to the gym 3 times while I was there. Lots of machines, but still good workout. Also heard you mention Tootie's Bar on a previous episode. That's right, when I was a young man, I used to drink at Tootie's. He said, if it's the same one, it's a small world. I grew up in City Line, Brooklyn, and that's where it was, in City Line. City Line is between Queens and Brooklyn. And I have lots of friends that still live in City Line, and I used to go into City Line a lot. He said, I grew up in City Line, Brooklyn, just a few blocks down from Tootie's on Liberty Avenue, under the L, meaning the elevated train, you know, train. Is it the same Tootie's? Meet me at Tootie's. You say meet me at Tootie's on the wall there. Yes, it's the same Tootie's. And he sent me a picture of it, and it really brought back memories. I used to drink at Tootie's when I was 20 years old, before I moved to Las Vegas. I had a friend whose dad bartended there. The great Jackie Gleason bartended at Tootie's. That's where he got started, bartending at Tootie's. So that was really, really sweet of Tom to send me that picture. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening to the show.
Okay, so here's one from Crystal Honey Graff. Love your show. You present the best of the best in a multi-billion-dollar industry clouded with myths and false information. You are a voice of the truth and clarity. Thanks to Carl and SHR.
That was really sweet. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for listening. I mean, we wouldn't be anything if you folks didn't check in and listen to the show. Oh, my goodness. This just came in from Dan Rollins. He's obviously got the app because this literally just came in. Check out the email I sent about Purdue Chicken dumping feces in Chesapeake Bay. Nasty stuff. I will have to do that.
Ew.
And, you know, that's really gross. Let's see here. Jeff Thompson. Good morning, Carl. Hope you're having a great Friday and start to your weekend. I was wondering what your level of knowledge is regarding exercise frequency, recovery, recuperation, building muscle, etc. Specifically, are you familiar with Arthur Jones, Mike Mentzer? Yes, of course. And their theories on recovery ability. There is, of course, many, many opinions and philosophies arguing this point, but I thought you might be able to take a look at the research and apply your critical thinking acumen and perhaps do a show. There's lots of logic and some science behind the philosophy, but science on the other side as well. Let me know what your thoughts are. Yes, absolutely, Jeff. We will do a show. I'll dig up somebody who really can speak intelligently that has both been a follower of Arthur Jones' high-intensity training, which is what Mike Mentzer used as well, and maybe has had some different opinions over their career. So we'll find somebody. We'll do that show for sure.
Okay, so this was posted on Superhuman Radio when you posted your blog about my wish for the superhuman nation in 2014, and it was about critical thinking.
Right.
John Bolger posted, my wish for 2014 is to have more Facebook friends that engage in critical thinking. To do this, I'm going to friend as many people as possible that like to engage in communication with Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, that works. It really, really does. John Garofano helped me a lot, actually, by pointing out an error in my logic. He said, I mentioned on the show yesterday that I have definitely put on a considerable amount of muscle in a very short period of time by really upping my nutritional game.
Right.
And I will so someone put on the on a Super Radio Network if I'll post before and after pictures. I'll have to find a before picture. I'll definitely post an after picture here next week sometime. So when during that show, I said to Wade that during a recent interview with Brad Schoenfeld, who is now Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, by the way.
Oh, good for him.
Yes, he defended his PhD. He said that the greatest degree of protein synthetic response was found in individuals with eating 1.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight. And Brad said 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight, not pounds, which makes my life a lot easier. Thank you, John, because I really only need about 200 grams of protein a day, and I'm hitting 280 right now. So that allows me to back down. So thank you for pointing that out. That was an error on my part. I misinterpreted what Brad Schoenfeld said.
When you just said that, it made me think about the show just recently that you did with Brett Contreras.
Yes.
That was a great show when he was talking about doing single leg exercises.
Right.
Unilateral.
Yeah.
So in there, and during that show, he talked about doing the hyperextension single legged with your arms prisoner style.
And that is hard. I didn't even want to try it because my hamstring is still, was doing them with two legs and you were doing one leg together. We did this movement together.
We did this movement together and I started doing it. And I have to tell you, you can engage your glutes and your hamstrings. I mean, it's like doing a deadlift.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I did them yesterday and my glutes where I need them are sore.
Right.
You can feel it
working
while you're doing it.
Yeah, it's a different movement. I've been doing them with two legs just because I'm rehabbing my hamstring, but I was watching you do them one leg and they look really hard.
They feel like they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So that's Brett Contreras, the glute doctor.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Alex sent me a message again through the app. He says, Carl, I can't play podcasts from the app. I get a message about needing a Wi-Fi connection. I contacted some people to ask about how to fix this. I'm trying to figure it out, but you're right. It won't download the podcast MP3 through the cellular network. It'll only download it through Wi-Fi. And I may have to make some modifications to the app to figure out why it does that. I ran into this myself. The good news is if you hit play at home or when you're near Wi-Fi, it downloads the whole file and then you can play it later once it's downloaded. But the problem is if you hit it while you're out and about, it will not download the MP3 file through the cellular network. And Dan Rollins put me in touch with a guy who writes apps, and I'm going to actually get in touch with him this weekend and ask to have him look over the binary code for my app. And maybe make some suggestions of things that I can change. So we're going to work on that. But thank you for pointing that out. That was Alex. What else do we have, Elisa?
Robert Puentes.
Puentes.
Says, Casual Friday is the best podcast. Thanks.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thanks, thank Robert.
You. And we enjoy doing it. I got to tell you something. I look forward to the weekend because Elisa and I sit across from each other on Fridays and do this show. And it really is a great punctuation to a long week for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. Do we have anything else?
I think that's it.
One last one. Tony Tirado. He said, Carl, not entirely sure, but recall you talking with, I believe, Rob about heavy metal and low testosterone. Tony in Connecticut. Heavy metals can impair a variety of hormone levels, but I can actually try to dig up and do a show on the effects of heavy metals on sex steroids. Maybe that'll satisfy that question there. So there you go. I think that we've covered everything we need to cover today. I want to thank everybody for listening as usual. We've got lots of great shows planned for next week. Hope you will be able to tune in then. Until then, have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.